You're tuned to 88.1 FM and listening to the Voice of St. Cloud, KVSC, serving central Minnesota for over three decades as your sound alternative.
Good evening, and welcome to KVSC's Phoneside Theater. Tonight, we bring you the first of five episodes of Dial T for Trivia. It is a tale born from competition, steeped in desire, and laced with obsession. Our story begins in a quiet apartment building in central Minnesota. Stony Bendis and his beautiful wife Fargo are enjoying a pot of coffee on a chilly January afternoon.
Do you want some more sugar in your coffee, honey?
No thanks, Fargo. I think eight lumps are enough.
This is former Vikings head coach Jerry Burns challenging all the f***ing teams out there to quit f***ing swearing when you call in your goddamn challenges. We can't use them on here, you see. And for f***ing sake, use some f***ing imagination coming up with your f***ing challenges. We're tired of all the lame-ass ones we've been getting. So give us a f***ing call at 654-5475, you f***ers.
Oh, man.
No!
Oh, this ought to be good.
This is Ursula Fabulon, you know, from those Madeline kids. And it's ever so late. It's so very late. Don't you all want to go to bed?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Come to bed.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, what do you say?
I'm deaf from Kamikaze.
I'm sorry, what do you say?
I'm deaf from Kamikaze.
Oh.
Pulsating, pulsating.
Oh. Oh, man.
I'm gonna like just show to the teams how easy it is to use the challenge line. Am I on tape?
We need the provocation.
All I did was call 654-5475, and here's my challenge.
This is Agatha Gasta from the phone bank, and I have a challenge for someone to find me a large-muscled masseuse named Jacques.
Oh, you sound creamy, Muggsy.
Hi again, friends. Tom Brain Dead here at the Hotel Trivia Challenge Line. Now, if you're like me, your mind and body are starting to shut down, and you're having a hard time constructing complete sentences. Well, to tell you the truth, I don't really have any good advice except to abandon yourself to complete incoherency and call the challenge line. I figure that sooner or later, one of you's going to start speaking in tongues, and maybe we'll all see the light. Except that right now, the light is kind of painful, so I'm wearing sunglasses even though I'm sitting inside.
Yasser Arafat.
Hello, boys and girls. This is George Bush, and I'm here sitting by the fire with good old Barbara. Barbara's a nice little girl, aren't you, Barbara? Barbara, get your hand away from the...
I hear barnyard animals. I'm getting horny as a three-pecker toad. Stop it! You're making me horny. Stop it, Barbara. Barbara. Barbara, stop that sound. Barbara, you know what that does to me, barnyard animal noises.
Barbara, put down the needle, Barbara. Al Neff, I'm coming after you, son. You bunch of little liberal hippies.
Maddie Country.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Terrible, how are you?
Why?
I'm losing my voice.
How about your religion?
You never know.
Have you lost that?
Maybe not.
I want to make a request.
What would you like to hear?
We want to hear that new George Ifrit thing for the kids in the trailer park.
For the kids where?
In the trailer park.
Okay, and that's So Help Me Girl?
Huh?
So Help Me Girl?
Yeah, that's the girl in the trailer park. See, she slipped and banged her head, and she's been bloodied.
Hi, I'm Pierce Diana.
And I'm Lather Dan. Welcome to the Trivialville update. Pierce?
Topping the news today, it has been announced that the University of Triviaville has implemented a new method of capping enrollment. Apparently, any student who falls below a 2.5 GPA will be decapitated.
Damn it, Janet! Let's throw things over to our new Soviet Guatemalan reporter, Chris Bernertnik, from the Live Eye in the Sky chopper.
Hi, I'm Chris Bernertnik in the Live Eye in the Sky helicopter. We're just outside a hotel window. Let's zoom in. And yes, it is Trivia Man. But wait, Trivia Man is not alone.
Ooh, ooh, what are you doing to me? Ooh, ooh.
Could it be? Yes, I think it is. The ex-Prime Minister of Great Britain, Maggie Thatcher.
And finally, in the Triviaville update, a sad note from the athletic department. It's been disclosed that Morris Blertz has pinworms.
What are you doing here? Where's J-O-N? I'm doing an interview with J-O-N.
And that'll do it for this Triviaville update. I'm Lathern Dan for Piers Diana.
Ouch!
The following story is inspired by Trivial documented events.
He's been shot!
Trivia Man has been shot! Can this be true? Who could have done this? Trivia Man is lying beside me, the fallen hero of the enlightened, all of the humanity! Once again, Trivia Man has been shot! Who shot Trivia Man? Who shot Trivia Man?
Get a Band-Aid!
The Trivia is out there.
Now, what's this about?
Here, everything's on this digital tape. All the information, man, everything. Take it and freaking expose them, man!
Expose who?
Well, thanks. I'll get it back to you if you'd like.
Agent Mullen, your life is in danger every minute you stay here. The contents on that tape may be the key to the biggest T-file ever. I'll be in touch.
You think the tape is why he was killed?
I know it, Scolder. And I think it has to do with the mother of all T-files, the mysterious death of Trivia Man.
So, Dave, now, once again, what is the traffic like out there where you're at right now?
What's that?
What's the traffic like out there? What's the situation?
It's bad. The traffic is bad. It's like university and snowing in St. Paul, being a city of 40,000. Ha! Huh, you tell me about it. I'm steamed. I'm going nuts here.
They Dave,
forgot.
Can you get
they forgot one of the village people. Moshe Schwartz. He was an accountant. He was the Jewish one.
The 18th annual trivia contest was a huge success. We laughed. We sang. We got really weird.
Oh, JR.
That's the monkey.
Oh, JR. Oh, man.
So they showed up. Drop trow, hoisted on the G-strings, had a KVSC bumper sticker on his derriere. He weighed less than KVSC's very own Chris Weiss. He was the most gangly human I've seen. The ET team did, in fact, streak across the lake. The other team, the Digital Dungeon Dwellers, showed up but did not do the streaking. This is Dave Lee reporting in the KVSC mobile transit vehicle, Touch the Monkey. At Pigs R Us, we parked the vehicle, we're coming up. There's a uniformed officer in an unmarked car on the street, and he's writing a ticket on one of the cars in front of the house.
I can pull my own finger.
I can belly dance in Appalachian clogs.
I can hate bunnies.
I can make it through trivia without deodorant.
I can wear boxers and briefs at the same time.
I can belch without chunking.
I can relieve myself no-handed.
I can scream and moan at the same time.
I can belly buck Uncle Corn without pain.
I can.
Hello, hello. My, my, my. What a surly bunch of bohemians you are out there. Welcome to the Trivia Sells Out 1998 Awards Ceremony. Thank you all for coming down, and thank you for playing. I'm Joe McMullen. I'm going to go through some of the announcements. Well, a couple comments. This was a record-setting year for trivia for KVSC, our 19th annual trivia weekend. 57 teams competing. At this time, I'd like anybody who was involved with KVSC as a volunteer, a phone bank worker, a challenge line worker, a scorekeeper, to please stand. It's because of them this whole thing works. It's pretty incredible. Shake a Hamster Band, 9 songs, need I say more?
Hey, it's all lots of fun till somebody loses a topping, okay?
I do want to let you know, last year, based on GDI's challenge, over $450 was raised for the Brian Kleinfelter Fund, if you recall that challenge. With that, I'd like to bring up Al Neff.
Hey, thanks a lot.
I'd like to kiss each and every one of you.
You know, if trivia was a person, it would be old enough to vote now. Can you dig that? So, like, I don't quite get it. You know, I think about it, and it's like, why does it work? It's like such a trivial thing, and yet it's so important. To me, and I think to all of you, it makes me think about the irony of trivia. How is it that someone that can't remember where they put their keys or where they put their cup of coffee, they can't complete a sentence, how can they find out who is the king of Tibet in 1952 or some kind of... It's a mystery. I think that trivia is our mystery machine, and we ought to keep it running. Keep it running. All right, these are the kind of awards that go to the people that maybe don't score the most points, but that have scored points with us. All right, and the first one that we'd like to give out, the Jason Johnson Fondling Fawning Feeling Holly Page Award for Trivia Most Valuable Player.
The Dr. Kevorkian Gift Certificate Award for Most Intoxicated Team Members.
The Mega Jolt No Sleep for the Wicked Award for 50 hours of consciousness, if not cognizance. And I've talked to him. I know this to be true.
The Jubilant JR Award for Worst Team Name goes to Fatwa.
The Langdon Perry Trivia Tsunami Love Connection Award. We're talking hot and heavy. For the best team name goes to, we love the irony and the symmetry, Bunnies That Hate.
The Marshall Thompson, I can't believe they're playing that on the air, so I think I'll make a bomb threat, Bad Idea Award for... Worst team name.
Sit down. I'll see if I can put this in a rhythm. The Carrie firmly states that no, Nick Demas, you may not play Weird Al Yankovic, or you will be Thracked Award. For the team with the poorest taste and in most need of therapy award goes to Penetration from the Backside.
The E.T. Butt Shaving Award for Best Challenges.
The Yes, That Really Is Incense You Smell, Joe Award.
The Funky Fresh Fat Fly Award for the best team name is Ebonic Talkin' Jive Honkies.
KVSC-FM. Broadcasting an effective radiated power of 16,500 watts. More power than some people can handle. KVSC St. Cloud.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Y'all ready for this?